The real cost of USDC, gas fees by chain, USDC versus USDT, and the cheapest routes in 2026. The real cost of USDC, gas fees by chain, USDC versus USDT, and the cheapest routes in 2026. USDC maintains a 1.1 peg to the US dollar, but moving it on-chain is not free. A simple USDC transfer costs under 0.01 on Solana or Base and $2.15 on Ethereum mainnet. The chain you choose changes your cost by a factor of 1,000 or more. This guide breaks down every fee layer. Gas cost by chain, USDC versus USDT transfer fees, exchange spreads, card loading costs, and the cheapest end-to-end routes to buy and spend USDC in 2026. Does USDC have gas fees? Yes. USDC itself has no built-in transfer fee. Circle does not charge you to send USDC from one wallet to another. But every on-chain transaction requires gas, paid in the native token of whatever blockchain you use. On Ethereum, you pay gas in ETH. On Solana, you pay in SOL. On Base, you pay in ETH, but at L2 prices. The USDC smart contract execution consumes gas just like any other token transfer. The amount depends entirely on which chain you are using and current network congestion. If you send USDC on a centralized exchange, Coinbase to Coinbase, Binance internal transfer, there is no gas fee because the transfer happens off-chain in the exchange's database. The gas cost only applies when USDC moves on an actual blockchain. USDC gas fees by chain. Real numbers gas fees for a standard USDC transfer, ERC-20 SPL token transfer, no swap, vary dramatically by chain. These are typical ranges as of early 2026, not guarantees. Fees fluctuate with network activity. Chain, gas token, typical USDC transfer, speed or notes, Damwang C Chins, Ethereum L1, ETA, 2 SART 15, 1230s most expensive. Avoid for amounts under $500. Base, ETA, 0.01, 0.01, 2s, cheapest Ethereum L2, Coinbase native, Arbitrum, ETA, 0.01, 0.10, 0.3s, strong DeFi liquidity, Optimism, ETA, 0.01, 0.05, 2s, OP stack, growing ecosystem, Polygon POS, Pol, 0503, 2s, mature, widely supported, Solana, Sol, 0.01, 0.05, 0.4s, fixed predictable fees, Avalanche, C-Chain, AVAX, 0.01, 0.05, 1s, fast finality. Why the 1000x difference? Ethereum L1 processes every transaction directly on the main chain, competing for limited block space. Layer 2 networks. Base, Arbitrum, Optimism, batch hundreds of transactions together and post-compress proofs to Ethereum, splitting the L1 cost across all users. Solana uses a different architecture entirely, parallel transaction processing with fixed base fees. The practical rule, if you are transferring less than $500 in USDC, never use Ethereum L1. Base or Solana will cost you under a penny. Ethereum L1 only makes sense for very large transfers, where $5 or $15 in gas is negligible relative to the amount. USDC versus USDT, which is cheaper to transfer? This is the most common comparison. Both are dollar-pegged stablecoins, but they differ in issuer chain availability and practical cost. Feature, USDC, USDT, Gichikron, issuer, Circle, US regulated, Tether, offshore, cheapest chain, Solana or Base, 0.01, 0.01, Tron, 0.51, 0. Major chains, Ethereum, Base, Solana, Arbitrum, Optimism, Polygon, Avalanche, Stellar, Ethereum, Tron, Solana, Arbitrum, Optimism, Polygon, Avalanche, Ton. Unique advantage, native on Base, Coinbase L2, strong card ecosystem, native on Tron, cheapest high volume corridor. Card compatibility, accepted by most crypto cards. Fewer cards accept USDT natively. Regulatory clarity, full US reserves audit, MiCA compliant. Less transparent reserves, transfer fee comparison by chain. Chain, USDC transfer, USDT transfer, winner, Che, UICQ class, Cray. Ethereum L1, 2 Couch 15, 2 Tau 15, tie, same gas. Base, 0.01, 0.01, not widely available, USDC native chain. Solana, 0.01, 0.05, 0.01, 0.05, tie, Arbitrum, 0.110, 01010. TAI, Tron, not available. 051s USDT, only option. Polygon, 0503, 0503. TAI, bottom line. On the same chain, USDC and USDT cost the same to transfer because gas fees depend on the network, not the token. The real difference is chain availability. USDC on Base is the cheapest option with strong crypto card support. USDT on Tron is the cheapest high-volume corridor globally, but has limited card and DeFi integration. If you plan to load a crypto card with stablecoins, USDC has better compatibility. Most stablecoin-friendly cards accept USDC natively. The three cost layers. Every time you buy, move, or spend USDC, up to three cost layers stack on top of each other. Total cost, Wasser spread plus to gas. Plus card fees layer 1. Spread 0.13%. The gap between the buy and sell price. On a major exchange like Coinbase or Binance, the USDC-USD spread is typically 0.1-0.3%. On a DEX with shallow liquidity, it can be 0.5-2%. Fiat on-ramps, MoonPay, Transac often hide 1-3% in the spread even when they advertise zero fees. Layer 2, gas, varies by chain. See the table above. On Base or Solana, this is effectively zero for normal amounts. On Ethereum L1, it can dominate the total cost for small transactions. Layer 3, card loading fees 0.17%. Some crypto cards charge a fee when you load USDC onto the card. Others charge 0%. This varies by issuer and chain. Example, you buy $500 USDC on Coinbase, 0.2% spread, withdraw to Base, 0.05 gas, and load it onto an Ether.fi card, so 0% loading fee. Total cost, 1.05 or 0.2%. Compare this to buying $500 USDC on Ethereum L1, $8 gas, through a fiat on-ramp, 2% spread, and loading onto a card with 1% fee, 5. Total cost, $23 or 4.6%. Same 523x more expensive. How to get USDC with the lowest fees? Route 1, CX to L2 Solana. Cheapest for most users. Buy USDC on Coinbase, Binance, or Kraken, 0.1-0.6% spread depending on your fee tier. Withdraw directly to Base, Arbitrum, or Solana. Most major exchanges now support direct L2 withdrawals, so you skip Ethereum L1 gas entirely. Total cost, 0.1-0.6% spread, plus near zero withdrawal fee. Route 2, DEX on Base or Solana, cheapest if you already have crypto. Swap ETH, SOL, or another token to USDC on a DEX like Uniswap, Base, or Jupiter, Solana. Gas is under 0.01. Swap fee is typically 0.05-0.3% depending on pool depth. Total cost, 0.05-0.3%. Route 3, fiat on-ramp direct to wallet. Services like MoonPay, Transac, or Ramp let you buy USDC with a debit card directly into your wallet. Convenient, but the spread is typically 1-3% and some charge an additional network fee. Total cost, 1-3%. Only use this if you cannot access a centralized exchange. The verdict? Buy USDC on a major exchange, then withdraw to whichever chain your card or wallet supports. This is almost always the cheapest path. USDC loading costs by crypto card. The final fee layer is what your crypto card charges when you load USDC onto it. This varies significantly by issuer and which chain they accept deposits on. Card, chain, loading fee, cashback, notes, CHIUI, Ether.fee, Ethereum, Arbitrum, 0%, 3%, stablecoin native, CAST, Solana, 0%, 4%, MOVE, USDC direct from wallet, XPlace, Solana, 0%, 0.5, 2%, self-custody, Bleep, Base, Polygon, 0%, 2% USDC, account abstraction. Ready, Starknet, 0%, 0.5, 3%, STRK, USDC only card, Gnosis Pay, Gnosis Chain, 0%, 1.5% GNO, Your USDC, Jupiter, Solana, 0%, 4-10%, Jupe USD, Sol USDC, Solflare, Solana, 0% Bank, 1% Crypto, TBD, Self-Custody, BitJet Wallet Card, Immerse VE, DCS, 1.7%, None, $400 Mo Zero Fee Quota. Most modern crypto cards charge 0% to load USDC. The exception is BitJet Wallet Card at 1.7%, though the first $400 month is free. The bigger cost difference is which chain each card supports. If your USDC is on the wrong chain, you need to bridge it, which adds gas and sometimes bridge fees. For the full list of cards that accept stablecoins, see our stablecoin cards comparison. Three routing mistakes that inflate USDC costs. Sending USDC on Ethereum L1 for small amounts. A $50 USDC transfer on Ethereum L1 can cost $5.15 on gas. That is 10 to 30% of the transfer value. On Base or Solana, the same transfer costs under 0.01 PON. How to avoid it? Always check which chains your destination supports. If it accepts Base, Arbitrum, or Solana, use those. Reserve Ethereum L1 for transfers above $1,000 where the gas is a rounding error. Trusting zero fee labels. Some platforms advertise zero trading fees on USDC but widen the spread. If the mid-market rate is $1,000 and the platform sells you USDC at $1,250, you are paying 0.5% regardless of what the fee schedule says. How to avoid it? Compare the price you actually receive against the mid-market rate on CoinGecko or CoinMarketCap. The difference is your real cost. Bridging USDC without checking card chain support. If your crypto card only accepts USDC on Solana and your USDC is on Ethereum, you need to bridge it. Bridges charge 0.04-0.3% plus the source chain gas fee. On Ethereum L1, that bridge transaction alone could cost $5.15. How to avoid it? Before buying USDC, check which chain your card supports. Buy or withdraw USDC directly on that chain. If you must bridge, use Wormhole, Across, or the official Circle CCTP bridge for the lowest fees.